Jeremiah chapter 25. A God who is all love, all grace, all mercy, without sovereignty, without justice, without holiness, and without anger, is an idol. This dimension of God appears in both the Old and New Testaments. For the Lord God said to me, "Take from my hand this wine cup, filled to the brim with my fury, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink from it." Verses 15 and 28. We cannot escape God's judgment. Someone must pay the bill. Don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. A man will always reap just the kind of crop he sows. Galatians 6:7. Christ exposed himself not only to the unbridled hostility of the wrath of men, but, more significantly, to the unmitigated wrath of God. Faced with such a prospect, on the eve of his crucifixion, Jesus sought some alternative to the cup of divine judgment for sin which loomed over him, and the divine plan of redemption. There was no such alternative. So unyielding is this aspect of the deity that not even his own Son, God the Father, spared. Romans 8:32. And do you expect to go unpunished? God asks them. Verse 29. Because they hardened their hearts, they could not escape the consequences. But by the inexplicable grace of God, we can do so because Jesus drank for us the cup of the Father's cup of wrath when he took our place on the cross.